This next story, when I heard it, felt like a scene that should have been part of The Godfather. A New York detective goes to Sicily to investigate the mafia. Now, this happened in 1909. The NYPD's Joe Petrosino was in Palermo in a park where he was waiting on an informant. That's when he was shot and killed. Now, more than a century later, Italian police believe they may have solved the killing. Umberto Bacci joins us to talk about this. He's a reporter with the International Business Times. Tell us how, more than 100 years going by, how this confession came about, Umberto.
Well, Meli is a grandnephew of the alleged killer. Was recorded bragging with fellow mobsters or friends about the first policeman killing, let's say, in Sicily, which was Petrosino's. And he claimed that it was his great uncle who actually killed Petrosino in 1909. And this conversation was recorded as part of this anti-mafia police operation in Italy, nicknamed Apocalypse in Italian. And 95 people were arrested. And one of those was the descendant of Paolo Palazzotto. His great uncle Palazzotto was the one who pulled the trigger to kill Petrosino more than 100 years ago.
Well, we know that braggadocio can often produce a pretty bogus information. How much credibility does this Palazzotto guy have?
Palazzotto, it's a junior, is, according to police, one of the heads of what is now mafia. And his grand uncle was also one of the ones who was first arrested for Petrosino murder. So somehow already police back then thought he might have been involved.
Right. So it's plausible. What is the backstory to the NYPD's Joe Petrosino, the man who was killed in Palermo? What was he doing in Sicily, and how was that investigation in 1909 related to crimes back in New York?
Well, it was kind of some of these families, like members of the family, emigrate in the U.S. It's not that they cut all relations with their godfathers or the other members of the family back home. And often those who are back home still pull the strings, even across the ocean. During investigation, so Petrosino decided to go back to Sicily and see if there were, let's say, connection between family members, let's say, that he had been investigating in New York and information that police had in Italy about mafia clans. And apparently thought he was right.
As you said, Palazzotto was suspected for a while, but the evidence wasn't strong enough to charge him. As for that big boast from the great nephew that his great uncle was the first man to kill a police officer in Palermo, if that is the case, did it make it less taboo for the mafia to kill cops? Did it set in motion other events?
Well, I think that was a first, and I cannot say if other killings would have followed if Petrosino was not killed. Probably if it was not him, would have been somebody else trying to stop mafia from doing his dealings.
What reaction are you hearing from Italians to a crime from 1909 that seems to have now been solved? Is it just a tantalizing story, or does it kind of raise disdain for organized crime, which is actually something the Pope has been beating the drum about?
I don't think the story itself might be enough to raise outrage since it's old. Definitely, there has been an increasing sensibility, let's say, in the Italian public. Now the culture has been, changing. There is more awareness of the bad things, let's say, the mafia does, not only because there is always the fascination side and the crime side, let's say, the Scarface phenomenon, rather than just a crime-only phenomenon. But definitely, the Pope speaking up, then the press speaking up, and little by little, they're rising awareness on the situation and how things could be way better if a mafia is fought.
And I'm just curious, if we're to believe this confession, what is it actually worth more than 100 years later? Is it actionable in any way?
No, but this can at least close a page which had been left open for so long. In fact, there was an interesting line in an Italian newspaper, La Repubblica. They were saying that Palazzotto Jr., so the one who blurred out who the killer was, that, let's say, his career in the mob will have a setback because of the story, because you have broken 100 years of omerta, which is or mafia silence on an issue. And you did it just so in, say, let's say, not the smartest way. It was just like a bragging about a crime.
Umberto Bacci with the International Business Times. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.